Hey guys, welcome. It's Appropriately Inappropriate episode number 37. Thank you again for listening to the show. We hope you love it. Free entertainment and hopefully a lot of free laughs. We're starting the show now. We have a guest that's going to be coming in a little bit who is highly anticipated. Tons of requests to get him in. His name is Kingsley Amakamara. He is a fucking hilarious comedian. So we're super excited. He's just running a little late. So once he gets here, we'll have him talk to everybody and we'll literally probably laugh our bones off. Quick call to action. Follow the show, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/appinpod. That's APPINPOD. Go ahead and like that page and gives updates on the show and that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun, interactive. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kevin_Elliott. It's one T at the end, not two. And you can see me at Stand Up Scottsdale Sunday, April 27th, 7:30 for the April showcase. I've won crowd favorite three times. Let's go for four. Kingsley, who will be with us, won the club favorite last month, and he's probably one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen. So excited to get him in. But again, he'll be in just a little bit. So stick with us. Nancy, what's up?
What's up, everyone? And what's up, Kevin? I have a really special question for you. I was scrolling through Facebook, and I came across a picture. I'm going to show it to you real quick, and then I'm going to explain it to everybody.
Ew.
I know.
Wait. What the fuck is... Ew.
Okay, this is a picture of a guy wearing a G-string, but it's only like a half G-string. It goes all the way up your ass, but it only is connected on one hip. I think I said that right.
How?
Maybe like a one-shoulder dress, but like a one-hip G-string. I don't know, but it's on eBay, and it's $1.24. I want to bid on it, but shipping's $150. But here's my favorite part. This description on eBay, new without tags. So somebody wore this, and now they're going to sell it, and someone's going to buy it.
Wait, so it's used?
It's used. A used half G-string.
How does that...
Like, come on, eBay.
Why even wear underwear if you're going to wear that?
I think it might be like maybe an
outfit. It looked
outfit.
Really... Guys, it looked really weird.
Maybe it's an out... Like a sex outfit. Maybe.
Yeah, it's real sexy looking.
I want to put it on our
You're
page.
A woman. Your husband wears that into the bedroom. You getting excited?
I'm so ordering this. There's got to be a holiday coming up where I need
Oh,
this.
God.
I mean, this thing is great. I want to put the picture on the page. I'm going to do it. Okay, good. Get All ready.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Get ready for it to be taken down immediately from Facebook.
Right, that's right. Maybe.
Oh, God, that's horrifying.
So you would never wear that?
No.
You know, it's kind of like a headband, and somebody just put it on, like, their package, and then stretched it over, like, one hip. I don't know.
How is that like a headband?
Because think about it. If you put a headband on, like, one leg all the way up there, it's kind of like that.
No, it's like a condom with a stirrup.
What clothing designer came up with this? And it's like, this is a good thing.
I don't
this
know, but have you ever seen
section.
Those fashion shows or whatever? Mm-hmm. Not that I watch them frequently, but I've seen some of them, and they're always wearing the most fucked up things that I've never seen somebody wear.
Nobody will wear that.
I don't understand those. Like, what it's about? Do you know?
No, I watch one show.
Then they walk out. The designer walks out.
And everyone
a little
claps.
Catwalk thing. Yeah, everybody claps for him. I'm like, dude, everything that I just saw was hideous.
Mm-hmm. No one wears that. I don't get it either. I don't like those shows. You know what show I do like. But I also started watching Total Divas.
What's that?
It's WWE, but it's kind of like behind the scenes. More of a reality drama TV
okay.
show.
So the women wrestlers?
The women. John Cena and the twins. What are their names? The Bellas.
Oh, yeah. The Bella
yeah,
twins.
Yeah. And the long red-haired girl. I like that show. It's a good show.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. One show that I saw for the very first time ever today was Hoarders.
Oh, go on.
There's not much to go on other than I think I'm a hoarder. But I know I'm not. Like, I know I'm not. I just, I'm lazy. And my laziness trumps everything in my life. Because I'm looking at this dude's house and he has, like, shit everywhere.
Right.
Right?
I've seen the show.
Just piled up. I'm sure a lot of people actually like that show. Stuff piled literally everywhere in his living room. I'm like, dude, my living room looks exactly like that. But it's not because I want it to be there or I'm keeping it for something. I'm just lazy. If someone came in and was like, oh, this is gross, we have to get rid of it. Yeah, be my guest. Fucking take it. Throw it away. Take all the furniture, dude. My house is disgusting.
Have you seen hoarders when they find cats?
No, but I've heard about it.
Oh, man, I saw that one.
Like dead cats or whatever?
Yeah, under stuff. Like the cat just got under a pile.
Somebody told me the pile just got heavier and heavier. Yeah, someone told me that like this person had cats, like 40 of them.
Ew.
And they were having kittens, and then the kittens would die because it wasn't like a livable situation.
Ew.
And they were all in the house, like the bones and stuff. And
gross.
Like apparently all these people's houses you can't even go into. Because they're so contaminated with everything.
Ew. And the toilets are always, like, the last, like, they don't get them fixed. They're always broken. So they're having to, like, use other. It's just disgusting. And the one I saw, the woman had kids, and her kids got taken away, and the cats disappeared, and they finally found the cats under all the rubble. It was disgusting. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen. So you think you're just as disgusting as a hoarder?
Yeah, I'm as lazy as a hoarder.
Okay.
But, I mean, look at it this way. They make an effort to keep everything.
Well, and collecting all that crap could take time.
Collecting all that stuff, just having it, I don't even try. I'm so good at it.
You're a natural.
Yeah, I am. Who would have thought my natural talent would be hoarding?
I always knew
your natural talent is whoring. Look at how similar.
I always knew I'd be on TV, not for whoring or hoarding. I always thought you'd be on TV too. But
for real?
For hoarding.
Dude, Last Comic Standing is coming back on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like May. I don't want to pick a date. I can't remember exactly.
I'll watch TV in May.
They're doing it a little different this year than they have in the past, but I'm excited to see it. I like how, all right, here's a little inside tidbit. In the old Last Comic Standings, they would hold open auditions for people, anybody, to just come out. You do like a 3-minute set in front of these judges.
Now it's like The Voice.
Kind of. but the open auditions were horseshit because they already had the comedians that they were putting on the show. And so they made people feel like, hey, I'm trying out for Last Comic Standing. Dude, I can totally get on because I'm really funny. No, you have no chance. Because somebody who's an established comedian has a good agent. They got him on the show. That's the way it works. This time around, they didn't even fuck around with open auditions.
No?
They just, the comics are on there. Nobody's trying out. They've already recorded a bunch of episodes, if not the entire thing. So I'm excited, though, to see it because it's funny. One of the commercial that's on for it, it's this guy who I've never seen or heard of. He goes, my girlfriend asked me if I would take a bullet for her. And I said, yeah, because I want out of this relationship.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Okay, so if you could do the Last Comic Standing open audition, would you do it? That was an option for you?
No, because I know it's full of shit.
But if it wasn't?
I've been through it. I've done it once.
Oh.
And I'm not saying as a shit. Dude, what the fuck, man? So it was way funnier.
No,
they should put me on. No, I know how it goes.
Went up there,
I went, Ty Barnett, who's a buddy of mine, he's a comic, he was on the show. So they had him come out here when they had the auditions at Tempe Improv.
Yeah.
And so I went with him because they have to film them auditioning to make it legit. So they put a couple comics in each place. So him and Lacey both went for the improv. But anyways, I went with Ty to that one. So I did like a 2-minute audition set, whatever. And then Ty did his thing and then whatever.
Well, maybe to set yourself apart, you need to wear that Manji string.
No, yeah.
They would not forget you. I think red is your color.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. That's
nice.
It
comes in a few different colors.
That's so gross.
I know.